Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap. This week, we dive into Australia's evolving financial and EV industry landscape. Turning first to the credit market, the Reserve Bank of Australia's May financial aggregates released on June 30, 2026, reveal a 0.7% rise in total credit for the month and an impressive 8.2% annual lift. Boosting these numbers is the robust demand in business credit, which increased 1% over May and nearly 10% year-on-year, outstripping growth in both housing and personal credit. Businesses are continuing to finance expansions in spite of escalating interest rates. However, lending approval remains stringent, advising small and medium-sized enterprises to thoroughly prepare loan applications and carefully review finance options. In this accelerated borrowing phase, preparation is key, as is the comparison of different finance options. Next, a glance at the financial advice sector. Australia is experiencing a dichotomy of sorts as we begin the new financial year. On one hand, June 2026's financial advisors exam saw a promising 71.7% of candidates make the grade, yet the number of advisors dipped below the 15,000 mark. This discrepancy could lead to an exceeding demand amid complex financial decisions. As Australians traverse this changing financial landscape, it's crucial to cross-check advisor credentials, comprehend different fee structures, and solicit advice customized to personal financial situations. Shifting gears to illuminate the EV industry, Farazon's F3E is an appealing new addition for small businesses and service fleets, ranging from $48,990 to a maximum of $53,490. Its varied models serve different needs without a one-size-fits-all stance. While its salient specs of 3 to 14 kilometers range and 1,705 kilogram payload capacity make it a solid urban work truck, buyers must bear in mind the broader picture of whole-of-life costs and the vehicle's suitability for their tasks and charging capabilities. Further sparking action in Australia's 2026 EV market is yet another economical contender. The Leapmotor B05 arrives with prices starting from $35,990, is a viable option for potential EV owners prioritizing affordability. Before choosing your EV, it is always advisable to use a loan calculator to assess total ownership costs. That wraps up our weekly news bulletin. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the most up-to-date finance news, helping you navigate your financial journey. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more. Until next Thursday, stay financially aware, Australia.